Hey everybody, we are back for another episode of Slinging It with QB Velocity. Today we are pleased to be joined by Thomas Le Boucher, who just recently committed to play football at Arizona State. Now, Thomas has a very unique path of getting to Arizona State, as he's an offensive lineman that came from France and had a path where he played and went to go play in Canada, then played junior college in the United States. So we're going to be talking about his journey today and what he had to do to get there. Now, make sure everybody that you're staying up to date with everything QB Velocity related, including sessions, camps, our upcoming Bring the Heat showcase at the end of the summer. And make sure you're subscribing to our podcast, Slinging It with QB Velocity, on all platforms, Spotify, Apple, YouTube, anywhere that you can listen to podcasts, we are on. So, Thomas, thanks for joining us today. Now, first question I got to ask is, you know, we've talked about how difficult and long your recruiting process has been, you know, very stressful for you. So how does it feel for you to finally be able to be done with it and to find your new home of Arizona State?
So for me, it's all the success we did with Cedric, Sylvie, my family, parents. It's been a long journey with 17 offers, getting the top three, then schools coming late, like Florida State, Arizona State again. So it's been a long journey for me, and I've been having fun having the long journey like this, but finally is everything over, and now, like you said, I'm committed and signed to Arizona State. I think it's a pretty good school, and I think I'm going to enjoy myself over there. So that's what I feel with everything going on right now, finally done. No more stress.
Now, you mentioned that you had 17 offers, which is very impressive. So what ultimately made you choose Arizona State in the end?
So Herm Edwards is the head coach to Arizona State. He's been playing for NFL for 15 years, played for, maybe 10. So he got a lot of contacts. So it's going to be more easier to me to go to the successful side instead of go to another school, but they don't know how the NFL works. Even if they send people to the NFL, now you have a guy who's been to the NFL, who knows the NFL, who can send you to the NFL. So it's going to be not easier, but more understandable for him to teach me how to do it. And the online coach, so the old coach, then he moved to Arizona State, and we've been in contact for 2 years. Then he offered me again. And he, same thing, he didn't play for the NFL, but he coached for D1 for 20 years, coached for the NFL for 7 years. So that's going to be my movement to go to the league for me. If I want to go to the league, that's my first goal, is to go to the NFL. So it's going to be easier for me.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, there's definitely a ton of NFL experience over at Arizona State. And that's if that's your goal, that's great that you have some people there to help you up. So now, Thomas, from what I hear, you're the first French-born player to play in the Pac-12. So how does that feel to be able to achieve that?
Feel amazing. I always wanted to go to the Pac-12. I don't know why. I always like to play versus Oregon, Utah, Colorado, Arizona State, but now they offer me, so I'm gonna go to the Pac-12 and be the first French player to go to the Pac-12. There's a lot of European people who in the Pac-12 though, but I'm going to be the first one in Pac-12, so it's going to be amazing, a good experience for me, and learn. Like, people think French people don't know how to play football, but I'm going to prove them wrong and see, hey, look, I'm Thomas. I'm going to play tackle against an American guy who went to the Pac-12 for 4 years now. I'm going to do everything I need to beat you and be the number one tackle in the Pac-12 or in NCAA, maybe. We'll see.
And coming from France, you know, it's definitely a different process that you had to go through for getting recruited to go play in the United States. So talk about what you had to do in order to achieve being able to play in the United States.
So the first thing we had to do is to go to Canada. That's the easier way for French people. If you don't speak English, first of all, you got to go to Canada, get ready, because we only do two practices in a week. In Canada, they're already practicing people for to go to the NCAA or to go to university in Canada. So that you have more practice, you have more films, but you got to go to weights. You got to go to class too, because if you don't have grades, you can't play football.
I definitely can't imagine that being easy going away from your home at such a young age to pursue your football dream. So for you, what was the most difficult part of going through that process?
Well, and then you don't do what you like to do. The whole process is a long journey too. I've been doing this for 7 years now, only been playing college for 2 years as a JUCO. So yeah, it's a long process.
And you mentioned how you played JUCO football at Indy Community College, which was featured on Last Chance U. So talk about how that whole process was of playing there, and what was it like?
I won't say family, because I've always been away from family, but probably school being the hardest for me, because I wasn't speaking English at all when I came first in America. So class was my big, my hard thing to do. Football, I've been playing football since 15, and in Canada they have some good connection too and good coaches. So football-wise was okay, but it was school-wise was the hardest for me, and to apply to everything was hard for me in school.
And I gotta ask, so a lot of people recognize Indy from Last Chance U. So was Indy like what they show on Last Chance U?
Indy was, I wouldn't say nor classes or nor school, because like I say, if you don't have classes, you can play football, but they were more classified on football than classes. But like I say, you don't have class, you can play football. So you have to just study all every day. Like you're a French guy, so they're gonna be more behind you. You're gonna have tutoring, professors gonna help you every day. So Independence Community College was one of my best experience for me, because there's one of the best conference in America to play as a JUCO. So that helped me to go through the NCAA and get the 17 offers.
Now, we were talking about it a little bit off air about the relationships of, you know, when you're going through the recruiting process of making relationships with coaches. So just talk about that, how, you know, what your kind of thinking was with making relationships with coaches throughout the recruiting process.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I didn't watch Last Chance U, but there's bad guys, there's good guys. There's guy you want to follow, and there's guy you don't want to follow. Sometimes the bad guy is gonna go through this NCAA and fail, and there's the good guy who is gonna have good grades, go to class, doing his work as football-wise, go to the NCAA and go to the league maybe. So that's the way you want to follow people, the good guy instead of the bad guy.
And, you know, of course, as an international athlete, do you, as you've gone through the process and Kind of looking back at it now, do you think there's starting to be more opportunities for international football players?
So I had my coach, Cedric Cotard. You coached too at Aix-en-Provence. We've been doing classification school. So as a D3, D2, D1, like we were talking, you don't want to waste, you don't want to waste your time, but you don't want to waste time to coach too. Even if it's D3, you have to respond. You never know when the coach is going to go. He can go to D1, D2, D3. And there's our D1 coach who can go D3 as well. So you always want to respond and manage your time. Like, who's going to come? Who's leaving? Who coach going to come? How many players do you have left? Who's a freshman? Who's a sophomore? Who's a senior? You have to know everything. Even if you have 2 offers to 30 offers, you got to know everything about the school.
What advice do you have for international football players going through the process or who are interested in learning about the recruiting process?
There's always been opportunity for international players, but people think, like I say, you're a Germany guy, they're gonna be like, you're a German guy, you don't know how to play football, but you got to prove them wrong and be the best on the field, on the classroom. Even if you're French, international, doesn't matter where you're from, you got to do your best to be the best.
And once they get in contact with coaches, what's kind of the next level of them being able to ultimately get recruited and hopefully attend that college?
You got to say you're French, first of all. That's because the point is sometimes you can speak to the coach and maybe they won't understand you. So you got to go directly and say, hey, I'm French. I've been playing football for 2015 for 3-4 years. You play this position. You want to play this. You got to keep the relationship and the connection good with the coach and tell everything you have to say. And ask questions. Don't be scared to ask questions, because if you don't ask, you won't have a response and you're going to have some miscomprehension and it's going to be hard for you to understand the game of the NCAA because you have so many rules that you can get, you can forget and do something wrong about it, and then you can be dropped of the NCAA or drop school. There's so many stuff you have to know and ask and first of all, create a highlight. That's going to be my main point for me. Yeah, highlight. Speak English too. But some of them don't speak English, but are absolutely great at football and are at class in their country. But stuff not going to be the same in the United States, for example, as France for football or school-wise. So, like, You gotta know everything about where you're going and why you want to go and what you're gonna do to be the best.
Earlier on, you mentioned people like Cedric and Sylvie who have been very influential in your football career and in your life. So talk about the importance of having mentors and how they're able to help you throughout your process.
So they've been following me since 2015, and those, like you said, those are my mentors. And like nothing will happen if both of them will not be with me and help me. We've been doing some training at their house. They never asked me to pay for anything. So that's like I said, you have good people. Those are great people who's gonna help you the rest of your life. And even if you don't go to even if you don't make it to where you want to go, they're still going to be behind you and help you to achieve your goal.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, the importance of mentors, it can't be said enough. I mean, at some point, everybody needs help when in life, when they're going through the process of football and being a student athlete, it's difficult no matter who you are, where you come from. And you know, for me personally, that's mentors were a huge part of my life, and you know, it's so important.
You need help. Even if you're 6'5", 300 pounds, and good at school, you need help. People need help.
It is. And as an offensive lineman, is there anyone that you try to watch a lot of film of or model your game after?
I really like Tyron Smith. He'd be the best of the best in the NFL. So I've been watching his film for a long time now. He's been my first guy I've been watching. For me, he's the greatest of all time. But NCAA, I didn't check a lot because I've been to JUCO, so I got to concentrate more in myself and see who's the best and why he's doing this. So if he's doing this, that means you have to do this to beat the guy in front of you. So Tyron Smith has been, for me, not my mentor, but a guy who I'm going to look at him and see, oh, okay, he's been playing like this and like this. So I got to be focused on him and see what he's doing.
Yeah, he's certainly a great offensive lineman to model your game after. And talk about the work that you put in order to prepare for a football season.
For the spring, usually we're doing 2 to 3 random weeks at least, and then you have workouts, gym, and stuff. And I think football wise, like Arizona State, we're gonna start practicing. They're done with spring game and stuff. Then we're gonna go back to practice the last week of July. So it's gonna stay be a month before game day. So that's a good time. Not enough for me, but I've been doing some good stuff here in France with Cedric and hold the team to help me to go through the spring in France and be ready for game day.
And off air, we're talking about how you leave soon to go to Arizona State. So what are you looking forward to most once you get there?
I'm done with classes. I got a 3.3 GPA right now. So that was my ultimate goal to go to the NCAA because I've been not injured myself with classes, but I have been injured about 4 classes. But right now I'm just looking to go to Arizona State to meet everybody, meet my new group of O-line. Like I say, you 5-on-1. So if you don't like people in front of you, you're going to have a bad time. And take my summer class.
And once you get to Arizona State, what are you going to be studying there for your major?
So there's a good guy in front of me. We've been talking a lot. So I was supposed to go to kinesiology. And there was too many science and stuff. So we've been talking a lot with you and my advisor. And we've been probably moving to sport management. I want to be a coach or maybe be a trainer or something. And the easier way for me to be a trainer or a coach, if I don't go to the league, is go to sport management.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and for those give you guys some background, me and Thomas, you know, we talk a lot. Thomas is around the team I play for right now a lot, so we talk a lot when he's around, and we were talking a lot about sport management because that's a great major if you want to stay in sports after you're done playing football, and it seems like it would be a great fit for Thomas. And I just gave him some of my experience and what sport management is all about, because that's what I studied. So just kind of pass that along to Thomas.
I think I have 2-4-2. So I have 2 years of football for 2 years of 2 full years. So 2-4-2. So 2 years more. two more years.
Well, Thomas, thank you so much again for coming on the podcast. This was a great episode to be able to talk with you. And guys, make sure you're following along Thomas this year as he heads to Arizona State. And we at QB Velocity, we're very eager to see you on your journey. So thanks again, Thomas, and good luck with everything.